Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah, and anybody that knows this song, which most of you do, you're welcome to sing along. So if you all stand up.
Sound check before I take off, and of course,
you never know what can happen when we do this show. We ain't, you know, some big fancy studio or whatever. But I had complaints of static. And I don't know, I get sound checks and they're all right. Then later on, static appears. One of the things I'll tell you is when I turn people's lines on, then whatever is going on in their phone comes out through here. So it's hard to say, if you're using the cell phone to call in, no telling what kind of sounds we have. If you're using the computer to tune in, I don't know if it's better or what. But anyway, nothing I can do about it. So I'm just saying, if you want to complain, go ahead. It ain't going to change a thing, though, you know. This ain't Rush Limbaugh show or Fox News or CNN or nothing like that, you know. Anyway, I was going to put Tehunshi on because, you know, one thing is he has cheap gas, you know. He has cheap gas in it. Underneath his blanket.
There you go, man.
You want cheap gas, go check for Vimber, you know. It's highly combustible, too. It's highly combustible. Lots of octane in it, you know.
High mileage.
Yeah. We tell him to take some banana pills, you know. At least he can do something about the smell, you know. But
you gotta get a hot air balloon put in.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't wear no spandex, because spandex don't let the air out. You'll have a big bubble back there.
Yeah.
You know. But yeah. So anyway. Go ahead, Tashi. I'll let you, you know.
Well, you know, we're going to say a prayer here before we get going. And, you know, I'm at Kukashlata, Kankampetua. Tuta Triankupun Kukashlane, Wopila Tunka Eonkinchak. Natuk Dexter, Wakana Wakaja. Nat Kukashla, Oyatelaki, Aunshi, Lakpani Jacket, only of such as Kukashla, Oichaki, and Hunke. We tell you, we look at you. Now, Trukashla, the winning Makatius Nishnola, Nivakon, where I keep Chanket Trukashla. Unshisha, we chose on it. Oyewain, Unshukilap, drink the low left at Trukash, Unshukilapo, Yohila Trukashla, how me talk yet?
Well, I'll stay. You know, I was gonna, you know, like right now, from what I understand, I was looking at some videos, and that Gateway Hotel in Rapid City is shut down. You know, that parking lot is empty. Nothing but Indians strutting around there, riding horses and everything. You know, and I like that. I knew they weren't going to take that up there. I knew, you know, and more things should happen, you know. That's the power that our people have when they use it in a good way. And to get rid of racism, you know, those people are on Indian lands. up there, Black Hills. You know, what's wrong with them? You know, they think they own everything, you know. I was looking at the Prince of Wales and his wife. They went to Jamaica, and here they got kind of attacked big time over there, you know. The people there aren't happy with their British rule, you know. The Britons still rule about 54 countries, and there's 14 countries, you know, that are strictly British rule. Canada is one of them, you know, Australia. And these in Jamaica and the Caribbean, they're getting rid of them, you know. They did that in China, also in Hong Kong, you know, and, you know, it can be done, you know. I mean, this is just one hotel, but if they can run one hotel out, you know, might as well take advantage on some more, you know, of that racism up there. But it's hard to fight racism. You know, you look at countries like India, when Gandhi turned his people on the British government, and the British had to head out from there. You know, it can be done, but the Americans are good, you know. They got our people leaning their way so much, you know. And that's the bad thing. You know, our people are more American than they are Lakota. I'm talking about us because we're talking about Rapid City. And how do you control racism up there when they go up there and they spend all their money on the, like when they do the basketball tournament, when they have Black Hills Powwow and stuff like that. I always thought, you know, our Allen and I always said, why don't they do it like, you know, the Olympics? Every year they do the Olympics in another country. Well, Allen and I, the Lakota Nation Invitational, every year they should take it to another reservation. One time do it in Standing Rock, one time in Rosebud, one time in Pine Ridge, and, you know, and move around like that. Why do they go up there and give Rapid City all this money when Rapid City is like they call it, Mississippi of the North, you know? So what gets me is our people, how they're so easily, like right now, they're on the internet, on Facebook. Everything is on Facebook is what they lean against. You know, whatever's popular, they jump on it. Whether it's, no matter what it is, you know, like right now, it's hating Russian time. Indians that don't know nothing about other countries got no business, but yet they all got to put their 2 cents in. They don't know crap. They don't understand the nuclear powers that are out there. Yeah, nuclear powers. It just slips over everybody's brain. But Ellsworth Air Base has B-1 bombers that transport nuke warheads all over. They hide behind you. And they're mousy at everybody. They're mousy at China a couple months ago, even flying in their airspace and, you know, provoking and all that, acting arrogant, and then got enough nerve to go over and ask Russia or ask China not to support Russia. You know, that's how stupid they are. You got to really look at the overall picture of all this stuff going on. You know, we ain't got no nukes. You know, our reservations, we don't even have a Air Force or nothing. We don't have nothing. All the Indian has is AIM, you know, and AIM's considered, you know, terrorists. But even AIM, some of them are going that way. Voting and following the police and all of that stuff. The American Indian movement has got real Americans over there. The traditional American Indian movement person 30, 40 years ago was totally different kind of native, you know. They weren't going to make peace with no cop, you know. They weren't going to, and every time they did, they got turned on, thrown under the bus. It doesn't work for us. The only thing that works for us is like at what they're doing right now. Up there, they shut down Gateway. You know, that's a pretty big hotel. That ain't some little scroungy motel down there. This one's that one right there by that restaurant there. What the hell's that restaurant's name? Anyway, they got some. See, I even went over there and ate over there. Anyway, long story short, it's a pretty big restaurant. I mean, hotel or motel or whatever you want to call it. And that parking lot is empty. And this is the beginning of the time when they need to make money, start, you know, making money. So I think that it's pretty important for our people to realize the power they do have. They didn't do it in voting. You know what I mean? They didn't vote to shut that down. They shut it down with activism. And activism is the quickest way to do something, you know? As quiet as it's kept, you know? You can't change nothing waiting for the laws to help you out. You know, they always tell you, don't, you know, the laws. It's kind of absurd, I guess you could use the word, to use the law to help an Indian out, you know. Black Lives Matter, they didn't use the law. They got these cops convicted, you know, put heat on them. They don't know what the real enemy is. They think that joining in with the government is the way to take control of something. Well, that doesn't help. That'll take you 500 more years. And do we have that kind of time? You know, I mean, you know, we're pretty getting up there in age, and I want to tell Tahunshi happy birthday, you know. I don't want to put his private out in the news, but, you know, he's having, you know, he turned 34.
Oh.
Yeah. But I was telling them, you know, and I ain't going to go into detail, but, like, if you cut a tree down, it's got rings around it that tells the age of it, you know. I ain't going to tell you where them rings are located, but them rings will tell how old you really are. You know? You know, you look in there and see them rings around, then you count them, 10 years a ring, you know. Somebody's got seven rings. Anyway, Tanashi, you see, our people do have some pull when they, they don't need to get all out of hand, but they do need to throw their weight around. Don't you think?
The thing about it all started with Indian on Indian fighting, Then the guy wants to kick all Indians out of there. In other words, no Indians allowed. That was, he's going back into the 20s, where Indians couldn't go into anywhere. They had drinking fountains that were different. No Indians allowed, And that was, they used that clear up to the, 50s, 60s? And basically, that's what this guy was trying to go back to, see. And he had no business. He hadn't, he was making bank off these Indians that were coming there. And all of a sudden.
Yeah, that's a big hotel, too.
Yeah. And he's charging them, $600-$700 a week to stay there, And these
motel, you can't even stay in there a week. Gateway Motel is one of those, it's an expensive sucker, like $160 a night and all that, I stayed in there a couple of nights, during the LNI and all this, you would think they'd going to give a rate to Indians because it's LNI and we're taking business. Yep. But no, they charge more.
Jack it up. Yeah, they jack it up. That's what I'm saying. $700 a week just to stay there, four nights. And this is what they're doing. When Indians show up, the white people have a price that they pay. The Indian has a different price they pay. So if you send a white guy in there and he buys you the rooms, he gets a cut rate. But if you're Indian and you go in there, there's another price that you pay. See, that's how those people operate. They've been operating like that for a lot of years. But yet you tell people that, and these Indians up there, don't rock the boat. And you're going to create problems for us, You don't have to deal with it. You know, these things, that's what they've been saying all these years. So these Washitos discriminate openly. And yet, because of the laws that we're under, we ain't even under the civil rights law of the 60s. And it's hard to tell our leadership that part of it. We're under a government set of civil rights laws. So we can't even, an individual cannot sue the Washington, and they know that. That's why they discriminate so blatantly, but yet, because of the money, they make it seem acceptable, but they blatantly discriminate, see? And these Indians accept that. Our tribal councils, the so-called leaders that we have, they're so afraid of Washitu, you know what I mean? When a Washitu says something, that's the way it is. When you're Lakota and you go and you talk to your reps and your people, and because you're Lakota, you could say the same thing as a Washitu, but yet they will not believe you. See, that's how mixed up those guys are. That's how American they are. You could say the same thing as a Washitu, but yet until that Washitu says it, they will not believe you. And that's every one of these tribal councils. It's not just ours. That's what's been happening back there. But when Indians stick together, they could do things. But they keep us fighting, like I was telling you. You go and you complain about something. You don't have to live here. Why are you doing that? They take up for the white guy. And you know you're right by speaking up against it. But yet the Indians turn against you. Why is it the Washitu's always the victim? We're never the victim. Why is that? And it's our own people that are doing this. That's why, like that,
you know,
when those kids got all that beer spilt on them, I told everybody nothing's going to happen because the tribal council is the one that has to file suit for us. We can't do it on our own. Scout Means and Russell, they enrolled Scout Means down to the Navajo Nation because they've been under that 60s civil rights laws. So Scott, this enrolled from Oglala, went down there and enrolled in Navajo Nation and came back and sued that big boys in Rapid City and shut it down.
Yeah.
See, but because the Navajo people could do that, could sue individuals. So that's why Scott Means did that. But he signed what do they call it, NDL? So he ain't supposed to be telling that stuff, see, him and his dad. But he disenrolled out of the Oglala Sioux tribe in order to sue the big boys, and he shut it down because of discrimination.
That was Perkins.
He couldn't do it as a Lakota, see. And so him and his lawyers went and they enrolled him down in Navajo territory, see? Because he could do it as a Navajo. See? And all these tribes that have this 34, whatever the hell it is, we're all under a different set of discrimination or civil rights. But yet, our own people are the ones that are doing this. Look what they did. See, they shut that place down. When they stuck together, nonviolence got that done. See, but they have to stick together. And it's always the white man that comes up. The white man plays, oh, I'm a victim. And yet he's the one that starts everything. See, the law believes that Washitu, there could be 100 Indians, and there could be one Washitu that started the trouble. But that cop is going to believe that one Washitu, not those 100 Indians. And we could all tell the same story. But that Washitu is the victim, not us. See. And these guys back home, they do that. They take up for these Washitus. Why? You know, look at all the land they're stealing from us. Nobody's helping us. Nobody's saying nothing. We can't even sue the state. We can't even sue the Catholic Church because there's a priest that quit and became went into sin and changed the law to where you have 4 years. When you get out of school, you have 4 years to file a suit. Otherwise, you can't file a suit. And that was because he didn't want the Catholic Church ending up like they did in Canada. See? And then after he got that passed, he went back to the priesthood. You know, there's a lot of things like that they do against the Indian. All those laws, protesting laws and stuff, it was because of the Indians and what they were doing. They made these laws to stop the Indian from doing these things. So who's the victim? You know, that's all. I mean, South Dakota, like you were saying, Mississippi or the Midwest, it was proven year after year, but yet clear back. But nobody, none of these tribes want to get together and do anything about it. They all sit there and kiss the white man's ass, you know, and that's just the way it is. But yet, if they stick together, look what they could accomplish. Me, myself, I think that Washitu's got something else in mind. He'll probably tear it down and build himself a brand new one because of insurance. He's got himself covered somehow. You know, but yet, that's what I'm saying. For 4 nights,
the woman was the one who made the statement. And I think it was her son, you know, and the mayor, you know. But the only reason why is because they had more common sense, legal common sense about American law of discrimination, you know. And, you know, but even though that right there, they said they filed a class action lawsuit on that Gateway Motel, the owners, the parent companies of it and all of that. They filed a class action lawsuit, but they only put one name on the class action. You know, They put one name on the class action, and then they said in others. You know, you can't beat a case like that. If you say class action, you better have some names.
Yep.
You know,
you better put a lot of names on her.
You know, you can't just say in others. I was reading that, you know, and I said,
yeah.
You know, Indians always, when they try something legally, they screw it up right from the get-go.
Yep.
You know? But shutting it down the way they did, you know, I don't know how long that's going to last. And if the cops are going to try to send people to jail over this, because a lot of it's on video where they're out there. They even covered up a sign and said, what do you call it when you shut down a place when you don't pay your rent? You're evicted. They put a big evicted notice up there, and, you know, but that parking lot is empty, you know. And I've been up there, you know, we all been up through there, you know. And that parking lot's never empty. That parking lot and that Perkins restaurant right there, they're always full. They're always coming in and out of there, you know. And that sucker's shut down. That's an empty parking lot, you know. Now it's got,
Well, I'd like to add something real quick about a class action lawsuit. If you noticed, you know, there's these class action lawsuits out there for against Johnson & Johnson for the cancer-causing talc baby powder that they have and that, and all these medications and that. And I'll explain to you the reason why they say and others. They can have one person file a class action lawsuit, and then what they do is they try to get other people to sign on.
I see that. I mean,
so
they go, if you think you got cancer, come and join us. Yeah, I see what they're doing. But we're not talking about, you know, we're talking about some Indians, you know. And Indians are going to have to pop in, join in on it. And a lot of Indians don't even have proof and stuff. You know, I know why they did it, you know, but like I said, class action lawsuits, like they're saying, yeah, if you ate this and that in 1950 or 1960 and feel you got this kind of cancer, join us in this class action lawsuit. Well, those kind of lawsuits, you know, people do start lining up. But this here, this motel, you know, who's going to line up to it, you know?
Indians can't afford it. Couldn't afford to stay there because of the prices.
Yeah, and the thing about it, to get in on that class action, you need to have your receipts, your times, and you gotta be able to prove that they were indecent to you. You can't just join in just because you were there. You know, this class action, like the name they got on there, is because they actually had some proof that they were discriminated. You know, and it's hard to get that kind of proof, because I was going to tell Vimber a second ago, I went to a motel over there. They had a price, $60-something a night. So I went in there and was going to check in, and they said $120, $130. Yeah. I said, you got a sign out there that says $60 a night. And they looked at me. They say, oh, we forgot to take that down. That ain't working.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was discrimination.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And
that's,
I could have, you know, but I'm like the rest of the Indians. You know, I just took off and left. I said, F you then, and left. You know, I kind
of. That falls into the lines of false advertisement.
Right.
Yep, exactly. But it's still discrimination, because that wasn't false advertisement. they were given that to if you was a white person.
Yeah.
But because I was an Indian showed up, they changed that, you know?
Yeah.
And up there in Rapid City, there's all kinds of little games they play on you,
yeah.
on Indians all the time.
Yeah.
They jack the price up real quick when you show up. You see one white guy go there checking in with $70 rate, and right behind him, yeah. Indian gets $140 rate. You know,
well,
and then the Indian just don't want to keep looking tired, so he goes and accepts it. These motels do a lot of things to Indians up there, including spying on them. You know, I mean, I know Indian girls that worked in their, you know, worked for them and got set up and cameras in there so they can take stuff and bust them. You know, they bust a lot of Indians for drugs up there, you know. That's why I wonder why Indians do that. They think they can go in the motel room and it's safe. Man, I would never do nothing inside a motel, you know. But our people are naive. And that's why none of this stuff works. Nothing works, you know, class actions and all that. All these major lawsuits that have been filed for last 50 years are, say 40 years, because our people, you know, up there in Rapid City, there's never been none except Scott Means, you know, and I don't like to say his name, you know, but he, what happened with him was he was eating there, and some other Indians came in, and they were eating, and they went over, told him hello and all that, and there they all got up and left. Dined and dashed, like you call it. So they call the cops, and Scott Means was already out in the parking lot. The cops, and they went and got Scott Means and locked him up for not paying, you know. So he did a smart thing. He went ahead and let him haul him in, arrest him, and do all this stuff. As soon as it was over, he pulled out his receipt. Here's my receipt. Man, he got him good, you know. He got him good on that. There was no way out of it. And of course, you know, he's a smarter person, you know. And his dad and all them, you know, next thing they took him to court. And he got a, you know, it didn't take him long to settle with him, you know. But he did him good, you know. He let him kick him around and everything. And then pulled out the receipt, you know. You see, our people don't keep receipts. We don't keep, you know, we're really.
We don't document.
We don't keep records of anything we do. And that's why when our people file lawsuits and go to court, it never works. Because when you go to court, they want to detail everything out. What time did it happen? What day was this? Who did you talk to? And who's your witness? And you got to have all this stuff in line. And Indians don't have that kind of logic to do that, you know? That's why we just let stuff go. So many things happened to me in my life that if I was a white person, I'd be a millionaire for suing the hell out of people. But I tried to sue the Catholic Church, too. It got kicked out as soon as it showed up in Pier.
Yep.
You know? And I had reason. I had legitimate reason. I had all my facts and ducks in a row. And they just throwed me out real quick. You know? It's even on the Internet if you look on there. You know, we just don't have luck in courts, you know, and ask Leonard Peltier that, you know, we just don't have luck in courts. And even when we do get our ducks in a row, but like you, you have to use certain avenues to get through it. And our people are really naive to the law. I mean, me too. You know, we all should take more advantage of
Tanshi, the thing about that too, the other thing is none of those lawyers want to represent us. That's the other thing, because they're all Washichu, you know, and they want money.
And they're just going
to even touch it.
They'll throw you under the bus, even those Indian attorneys.
Yeah.
Those Indian attorneys will have you cop to something, and then they'll talk you out of it. You know, because if you want to sue Gateway, say, and Gateway did something to you, and you get an Indian attorney, Gateway's going to have their attorney, and their attorney is going to have more prestige than your attorney, and he's going to go over and tell your attorney, here's what we're going to do. You're going to tell your guy to drop the charge, and I'm going to slap $100 in your wallet. How do you like that?
Yep.
So your attorney goes over to you and says, hey, there's no way to beat this, so let's wait another day on this. You know, then white attorneys can buy out your Indian attorney, you know, Harry Pachuda, or what's his name? I don't know names, you know.
Mario Gonzalez.
Mario Gonzalez. There's another one that, real Indian one that was up there all the time. Plus, look at Robert Fasthorse. He changed his name to Gray. What did he change his name to? Gray Eyes? You know, these guys do that. Look at Chase Iron Eyes, you know? And I don't like to be saying stuff about people, but he represented some Indians up in Standing Rock who got busted protesting the tribe up there. And then, so they got him. He went to court with them, and he made a deal with them. And the deal was, we're going to cut you loose, but you can never be in a protest again. And they, we beat it. They ran around. We beat it. He beat it for us. Well, they can never be in a protest again. You know? You didn't beat nothing. In other words, if you show up at another protest, they're going to take you to jail or something, you know? Whenever you cop out to things, you didn't beat nothing. You know? Just like that Black Hills, when they're up there at Mount Rushmore, and then later on they're, we beat it. But if you look and read, he didn't beat nothing. He pled guilty with a explanation and lesser charge. And in other words, he admitted to the whole damn thing just to get out.
He didn't fight it. He didn't fight it. He agreed to it. Yeah, that's the thing.
And, you know, that ain't beating something. That ain't beating something. When you beat it, you go to trial and you beat it in trial. That's beating it, you know. But, you know, when you cop out to half the deal or something, you ain't beating nothing. You're making a deal with them, you know. And Indians do that all the time. They say, how with it? And I understand that. Sitting in the county jail for 6 or 8 months fighting a case and you ain't got no hope. So how is it? I'm going to plead guilty and get my ass in the prison where I get some, at least I have cinnamon rolls. At least I have cinnamon rolls for breakfast, you know. You know? So let me get on with this. Indians, they got cinnamon rolls, man, blah, blah, blah. So, I'm tired of this county jail. So he influences the next guy. Next guy says, I'm going to go ahead and plead guilty and get the hell out of here and go get some cinnamon rolls, you know. Go to federal joint, man. They give you cheeseburgers, you know, and fries, you know. They got a Coke dispensary.
What do they call those burgers? What do they call those? Sliders. They got sliders in prison.
Yeah.
You know, you know, Tarsi, like we're talking about, you know, these guys like the tribal, those guys that, like Mario, all those guys that, you know, get paid by the tribal council. And that's what I was telling people. These lawyers, they don't represent us. They represent the constitution and bylaws of the Oglala Sioux tribe. See? So to begin with, they're back in the Washita all the way, see? We don't, a lot of us think that these lawyers are going to represent us, you know? And how many of these Lakotas have money to pay a lawyer $200 an hour in court, you know, to go fight a case? There's not one Indian that has that kind of money, see? So we have to go, we're at the mercy of the Washita because it's their system. And they know we ain't got the bucks to give these lawyers. So that's why they got us over a barrel.
Well,
and that's what I was saying.
You see,
get rid of that stuff. Get rid of that whole system. Go back to what is ours before we ain't even a nation, Tanshi. That's the sad part of it. That's the sad part
exactly.
of the whole thing.
And that's what I was going to say. I was going to say, you know, like the British rule, one of them countries,
yes.
I forget which one of them, but it kicked in the Caribbean. It kicked out the Queen and the British government. They went, they call it a republic. And remember, Russell Means was wanted to do the same, calling it the Republic of the Lakota. Because...
Yeah.
You know, we shouldn't have no constitution and bylaws. We ain't the Boy Scouts, but we our tribes are ran just like the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts. You know, bylaws, constitution, bylaws. That's Boy Scout stuff. You know, we ain't supposed to be having none of that. We're supposed to be a sovereign nation. You know, we're supposed to be another country. But we're not, you know, and that's why I was talking about British rule. People say, what's he talking about British rule for? We ain't got that British. What I'm saying is British rule is an example of how you can deal with it. That's why that one country got out, and the other countries are bucking on them right now. Jamaica and all them, they want to have their own rule. And what's that other country? Haiti, that's under French rule. You go to these islands, you know, Tahiti, and way off out in the oceans, these islands are under British rule or French rule. Now, why is that? Well, some of them, are finally wising up and want to have their own country, you know, because when you're under American rule like that, you know, when you're under American rule, there's no way to get out from underneath their issues. You know, there's no way to get out from under it. As long as we're under American rule, we're under their laws. And their laws are only their laws for them. And when it comes to us, we can't use them laws. You know? Them laws are good for them. But when we try to fight them in court, they don't work. So that's why Jamaica and these Caribbean islands, they're trying to get out from under it. And when the prince... William and his wife, Kate, or whatever her name is, Beckinsdale or something like that, when they went down there to show off and flaunt around, all of a sudden they got the finger flipped to them, you know? And they didn't appreciate that. And the people were telling them. I mean, they were telling them. Yeah, they were telling them, hey, Oliver, they were telling them. They were telling them. Wait, let me get back over here. They were telling them like this. They were saying, "What up? Look at all the slavery you did to us. Look at all the human rights abuses you did over the hundreds of years. Look at all the stuff you did, you know?" And they were telling the prince and them that right to their face when they showed up, you know, talking about all the years of slavery, of how they murdered indigenous people, how they crimes against humanity, and trafficking of Africans, the enslavement of Africans, colonization, or what all this stuff they did to them. And they're throwing it at the at Prince William and Kate, you know, the kids, telling them, and the kids are saying, "Damn, you know, how do I respond to this, you know, with a nice face?" They said, "We see no reason to celebrate 70 years of ascension of your grandmother to the British throne, because her leadership and that of her predecessors has perpetuated the greatest human rights tragedy in history of mankind." While the Americans are doing the same thing right now, you know, the Americans are doing the same thing. And as we speak, Britain and them are arming Ukraine to fight a battle over there. And they're saying those other people are human rights abuse. You see, as they're doing this, as the Americans and British is doing this, America's got a big military base in Diego Garcia in the Indian Ocean, where they just ran the natives off and put that big military base there, 1973. And this happened in modern times, 1973, I call modern times. And Britain, as they speak, they got 14 countries colonized, or, you know, 14 countries that are called British rule, you know, British rule, 14 countries. And there's 54 countries in the Commonwealth all over the world. But 14 of them fly that British flag. Canada's one of them, right up across the border. So them Indians up there in Canada, they're Washichu up there fly the British flag. Down here it's the American flag, you know. And you know, when you think about that, and none of them belong over here. And we talk about nukes. You see, nukes is a big threat in the world right now. People are just ignoring it. All these countries that America's provoking, Russia, China, Pakistan, to name three of them, America shoot drones into Pakistan, killing people, doing stuff. They got nukes. Russia has nukes, and they have supersonic nukes. China has nukes, you know. North Korea suspected to have nukes. This American president, Biden, right now, his son, Hunter Biden, under Obama's authority, was put over there in Ukraine and put on Ukrainians' gas and oil board, you know, one of the leaders of their gas and oil over there in the Ukraine, when Obama came in, whenever that was, you know, 15 years ago or something like that. I know 2010, that Hunter Biden was already in there. So you think what's his butthead Biden or what's his name? Joe Biden. Damn, I always forget their names. They are, you know, Joe Biden. Is it Joe? Yeah, it's Joe. Joe Biden. That guy, I would pass a history test of social studies if you asked me their names, because I don't even know their names. But I, you know, I guess it's Joe Biden. You know?
Russia.
Joe Biden. Anyway, Joe Biden, you know he don't want to lose out on that.
All the countries.
So that guy right now, he even had the gall to go to Poland and said he wants regime change of Putin.
All these nations or these little countries.
He wants to have regime change of Putin and call it Putin a war crime. War criminal. Well, Joe Biden's a war criminal. The Queen is a war criminal. They're all war criminals. Why do people just believe Putin's a war criminal? Why are they listening to that war criminal from Ukraine that's crying every day and begging for American money and American help? Why is he not a war criminal? He's arming his people to fight them Russians, shooting out of them apartment buildings. When you shoot out of an apartment building, what do the Americans do? They bomb the apartment building. They bomb the hospitals. Well, there's terrorists in there. That's what Americans say. Well, the Russian can say the same thing. There's terrorists there. You know? They're murdering people in our tanks and stuff. You see, that's how that works. So when you get involved and start doing that, you're inviting something bad to happen. Maybe it won't happen. But if it does happen, I tell you what, those people that live in New York City and those big cities in the country better look out. Because they have no escape. They have no escape. Can you imagine Americans fleeing New York? Like, they say they're fleeing Kyiv in Ukraine. They're fleeing. Hundreds of thousands of them. Well, over here in this country, how the hell is 100,000 people going to bail out of New York City? Run down the freeway? Run down the freeway, hike down the road? Where are they going to go? This country is built on foreigners and people that don't belong here. That's not their homeland. So where are they going to run to? At least them Ukrainians, they can run back to Russia or run this. They got relatives all over there. You know, they're still in their home. And actually, they don't need to even run. But they have to run because their government putting them in danger. You know? So they have to run. But where's an American going to run? Did you ever think about that? Where's these Americans going to, how are they going to get out of New York? Yeah, the rich ones will probably get out. But how about all those people in the ghettos? All the people living, barely making it in the New Jersey, New York. How are they going to get out? You know, same way with Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, L.A., Chicago. This country doesn't even have a way out. Because they're not in their own homelands. They're all foreigners. I mean, no matter how we look at it, everybody's a foreigner, except natives, except our people. You know? Our people, the only ones, ain't foreigners. So where are they going to run to? You know? Are you going to let them come hide in your shed? You know? No. And plus, the other thing about Americans, they panic. They panic when something goes wrong. And when they panic, what do? Or not even panic. They take advantage. They start, oh, this is a good time to rob. This is a good time to rape. Look what they did in Watts Riot, tear up their own cities and towns. That's their own opportunity to try to get a free TV. You know, use a nuke attack to steal a free TV, you know, and commit crime. Now, this country ain't going to do that. Them people fleeing over there, they're not over there committing crimes. They're just heading down the road. But over here, the only way out is start robbing, thieving, killing, murdering, raping, stealing cars and trying to get someplace to run out of gas. 100,000 million people hiking down I-80 out of New York, hiking down I-95 down New Jersey. Can you imagine that? These people ain't got a place to run. And these Americans sitting in the White House don't give a shit. All they care about is, I'm a tough guy. This is me. I'm a war president. I'm a hero. You know, like, because that's how they survive. They butter each other up, make them think they're going to get a medal. Like those guys that shot down that Iranian jet. They shot down an Iranian jet in 1988. The American Navy shot down an Iranian jet and killed 290 people. And when it was all over, they found them. You know, they said they were justified. They went home to San Diego, to Vincennes, and they all got a hero's welcome. And then the commanders on the ship, they all got special. Medals and stuff like that. So we don't reward our people like that, but the Americans. You know, they're on a different system of reward. You know, they put on a fancy uniform and stand straight up, perched like a parrot, you know, and get a medal pinned to their chest. That's what they earn.
Yeah.
You know, how? I wouldn't give up my whole family and my whole people just for that little Rudy Putin medal and wear a white uniform, you know, or something.
You know, hey, Tansy.
Yeah.
Tansy, you know, if you think about it, I don't know if people really study history or know anything about history, but when it was the USSR, all these countries that, like Poland, those guys, They were under so-called communist rule. See, so NATO made an agreement with Russia. If Russia dissolved, they had some kind of treaty. I can't remember the name of it. And NATO said that. See, this goes way back. NATO said that they wouldn't introduce any new NATO members. America agreed to abolish NATO back then if the USSR did away with that treaty. So they did that, and that's when they said the fall of the USSR. Well, they were supposed to stay under Russia. Russia was still the main dude, and all these other countries, even though they claimed independence, were still supposed to stay under Russia. But America went in there and lied. They didn't dissolve NATO. They went in there and took all these other countries and made them part of NATO. When you mess with one of those NATO countries, you mess with all these countries. That's what NATO is about. See, people have a tendency to forget that. And Putin's been telling them for years and years, quit taking these blocks and putting them into NATO, because those are supposed to, we're supposed to retain power over them, because you weren't supposed to bring your nukes to my countries. America never dissolved NATO. Russia did. They had that agreement. But America never did do away with NATO. They lied to the Russians. And Putin's been asking about that for years and years. But America's been lying. And they've been taking these guys and putting them into NATO.
No.
How many of these people remember that?
Hey, remember, NATO was developed after World War II. And
yeah.
And, you know, and all the countries in NATO are little old weak countries, like Albania,
yeah.
Belgium, Bulgaria, Croatia,
Poland,
you know, Denmark, all these little countries, Germany, France, all these little countries. But the ones right around Russia that are in NATO, those are the ones, you know, they were part of Russia, like you said, Latvia, Lithuania,
Ukraine,
you know,
Ukraine
never joined it because they were still Russia.
Yeah.
You see,
they
were, and Ukraine never got in there.
They lied.
But the threat of it is that they will join NATO. And once they join NATO, then they're with the Americans. NATO, in other words, if Ukraine joins NATO, it ain't joining NATO. It's joining the Americans. You know? So all these countries, and Ukraine didn't join. And Finland and Sweden didn't join. But they're trying to talk them into it. But you see, by Ukraine joining NATO, Russia didn't want that, because it's like Lakota and Dakota.
Yep.
Do we want Dakota to join the Americans, or do we still want them as our people? You know?
And that's what I was getting at.
Ukraine.
These guys, they forget that at one time there was an agreement there where these countries all stay with USSR. America lied to the Russians way back in the day. Now, Putin asked that question of these presidents. He said, you know, why trust a president? Because every 4 years you guys change it. That's what he's talking about, is that NATO agreement they had. They did what they promised, but America didn't. And so this war, this Ukrainian war that's going on, blame America for that, not Russia. They were warned that this was going to happen. And the nukes, Putin's got every right to use those nukes because of what America and NATO did. See, and that's what makes it dangerous, is they lied to the Russians. And they've been lying to the Russians because they didn't dissolve NATO, which they were supposed to do. America was supposed to do that a long time ago. And they didn't do that. But yet they kept forcing their way into Russia, see. And Putin finally got tired of it. And that's, he warned Ukraine. How many years did he warn Ukraine not to do what it did? See, and he warned America. But they wouldn't listen. So America,
you see,
is as guilty as whoever, you know. As a matter of fact, they're more guilty than Putin, because they're liars. America is a bunch of liars. And that's what created this war. So don't blame Putin. Blame America for this, because they're the ones that lied to these Russian people. He didn't want those
nukes
close, right on his border. Or in
well,
his,
that's my
in
whole
his country.
Point. That's my whole point. My whole point is this. If they're, you know, our people. I'm talking about our people, you know, because our people are the fools. You know, our people, those ones up there that shut down Gateway, they got more sense than a lot of the ones that are over there. I'm in solidarity with Ukraine. They don't even know nothing about it.
Yeah.
But you see, by doing that, that means you're feeling American today. And the American, Joe Biden, is trying to protect his personal interests.
Yep.
It's like George Bush and all them were protecting their personal interests.
Yep.
That's why when those Saudi Arabians bombed 9/11, did 9/11 from Saudi Arabia, they went and blamed Afghanistan and every place else. But they let the Saudi Arabia people come back,
yep,
because Saudi Arabia
has the money
yeah, and is put, you know, serving. That's why Trump and all them, they want to do nothing to Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia and Americans just the other day bombed Niemen. Then the Americans bombed a country down in Africa. All this in the last week. You know?
Yep.
And that ain't counting what they're doing. And they're also over there still trying to get the Taiwan people riled up so they can have, well, China's gonna probably get ready to invade them next. So there's more things happening, you know? And Joe Biden got no business sitting over there eating with the troops, eating pizza. You see how the lack of brain development? He sat down with them troops and shared pizza with them. Like what kind of meal is that? You know, gonna share pizza. You know, where's pizza come? I thought that was Italian. You know, he shared pizza with them. And he told them, they said he made a mistake that they're going to end up going into Ukraine. Well, they're already in there. They say special forces are already in there helping. CIA's in there. They got people that are mercenaries in there. Well, pretty soon, something bad's going to happen. You know, it's getting out of hand. You know, it's getting out of hand. So a nuke disaster is coming, you know, or pretty close to it. I ain't trying to wish no bad luck on nobody. You know, I'm trying to, you know, all I'm saying is, for our people's sake, for our people's sake,
America is the one that started all of that.
Our people's sake, we need to keep our ass out of that. Our people need to concentrate on who the hell is doing this wrong right now, like they did up there with Gateway. If our people start realizing who is our enemy, then that's better. When we start thinking, you know, when we start thinking this country is their country or our country, then we're in for bad. Because this country, under their name, isn't ours, the government. The land is ours. The continent is ours. But you guys got a mute. You got a mute on there? Anyway, go ahead. Somebody wants to take off. And Ursula is turned on. And Layla's turned on. I turned.
Wombly, I don't even know what to say. It's just a mess.
Yep. Wow. You know, I feel bad for people like you, Layla. You know why? Because you live in a community where the majority is believing the propaganda.
I'm surrounded with cop lovers and Trumpites.
Yeah, you're surrounded with people right now thinking, being Russian haters. And then there's people that are Chinese haters. Then there's people that are Arab haters and Mexican haters and so on and so on, you know?
Guys are Indian haters.
Yeah. And like the Gateway Motel right there, no Native Americans allowed, you know, Indian haters. You see, we still have all these haters out there. And people believe that. So there's a bunch of Washichu up there, Rapid City right now, that think the Gateway's catching a raw deal. The Gateway's the victim. That the Indian's a bad person. Because what happened at Gateway was two young kid Indians, young, I call them kids, you know, were up there and got in a motel room, and one pulled a gun on the other and shot them. That was stupid. You know, our people don't understand that when you go out in the world, you're representing us. You're representing us. So watch your language. Watch what you say. Watch what you do. Don't make us look bad. You know? Anyway, that's what happened. So that the owner of that hotel, a woman, she put out no Indians allowed, and they have a restaurant downstairs, a sportsman bar. No Indians allowed, no Native Americans allowed in here. She took it out that way. Well, how many white guys shoot people up in hotels and motels and bars up there in Rapid City?
That's the thing. How many of them sitting in the freaking bar perverts, you know?
You know? Hey, you guys got a mute button when you... I'm saying that because, hey, Tahashi, every time you guys start talking, it's like you're on the radio.
Yeah,
you're not just talking to each other. And remember, if you fart, you're on the radio.
You know, think about it. How much people in that bar, sitting in her bar, are perverts? Well, she do perverts. And yet she, no Indians allowed? And this was only two guys. How many guys sitting in that bar are Indian haters? See, that's that's the thing that really gets me. There's two Indians that get into it. Two Washichus kill each other. It doesn't matter. Oh, geez, you know, we feel nothing. They don't care about that. But because it's two natives, they want to take it out on the whole nation.
If a white guy kills an Indian. And you're right. Yeah. Let's get back to the bar, okay? Who the hell is sitting in the bar? Let's talk about the bar, member. Who's sitting in the bar? You're right. They're perverts. They're alcoholics. They're worthless people. I mean, when we go to a bar, we're considered alcoholics and drunk Indians. But white guy can sit at a bar and have drinks and go to rated X places or whatever, and no one thinks nothing of it.
Yep.
But when you're sitting in a bar, you're an alcoholic. Don't they say that's a disease? Isn't being an alcoholic a disease?
After all, white man is a disease.
Yeah, but you see, they say it's a disease, but they have bars all over. Look how how small the town of Vitel is. Vitel, what, has 10 houses in it? And it has a bar. It don't even have a gas station, but it sure has a damn bar, you know? You go to all the towns, Washichu towns, and they make sure they have a bar and a church and a jail. But Vito don't even have that. They just have a bar. The American is the biggest alcoholic on earth, and they're the biggest pervs, like you said, on earth. And let's see what, you know. Anyway, you know, I got the lines opened. And don't be, you know, just like I said, your lines are open, you know. Ursula's own, Philip, Layla, Wimber. Looks like Charles. You know?
Hey, good to see you. Good.
Hey, Charles.
Good to hear everybody. It's, and, it's good to be alive.
Yep, that's a, well, that sure is right.
Hey, if you don't mind, may I sing a verse from a song, if you don't mind?
I don't care. Go ahead. Go for it.
Anyway, some of you guys may know this song. La gota luta wichasha, la gota luta wichasha, maza tipi wichasha, ota naji ke a yeo he ya heo, waka tanka unshiayo, I handli ampetuanji, paha sapa mane lo he. Hey, yo. Anyway, I just had to remember my brothers and sisters.
Very nice.
Well, stay. Well, stay. No.
I've been watching what's been going on. And, you know, I guess, you know, as a Lakota, you know, we see what we see and we understand what we understand. But we work for the next seven generations and what's been happening, well, it's wrong. So those people who have stood and have marched and protested and shut those people down, you know, they have my respect. And, you know, I wasn't there, but they were, and they represented us somehow, and they're going to shut them down, and they have. You know, hey, thank you for those who are listening, who have been there and who shut it down. You know, we have other work to do with the discrimination. You know, we have a financial block. We are a power to ourselves with this money. This boycott, I'll shut them down. You hit them in their pocket. You know, the police brutality is like people have ideas on how to solve this racism and stuff. You know, I have my ideas too, and maybe my ideas are controversial, but, you know, what I say is it's about the people, power of the people. The food program, it's working pretty good. You know, there are people who are feeding their communities. You know, that's a good thing. You know, just getting that message out that we can buy it directly from the farmer and rancher. Those people who are in those geographical locations where they can buy it in bulk. Damn, if I could buy a head of beef at $150 a head and distribute it right here in Brooklyn, I would. You know, but hey, as long as my people are eating, that's what I'm concerned about right now. You know,
Charles, we need to be concerned that our people are walking on the right path. You know?
Exactly.
And we talking about this all the time. We got Indians thinking they're Americans, you know, and their kids are pitiful too, but they think they're Americans. We got to solve our culture problem. We got to serve our, identity problem. If we solve our identity problems, you know, we don't have to worry about people starving and all that stuff. We need to solve our identity problems, you know? Our people need to know what their identity is, their culture. But that's why, look it. You look up there, they shut down Gateway Hotel. Well, count the number of Indians that were there that did that. And how many Indians in Rapid City? But yet there was only probably 300 Indians there. So in other words, 300 Indians did a lot of damage to the Washichu. If all these other Indians quit thinking they're Americans and being China haters, Russia haters, and haters of everybody else except the Washichu that's got their knee on your neck, you know, we would be way better off. And that's what I'm saying. I don't disagree with you about feeding our kids, feeding our people. I don't disagree with that. But what I do know what is important, and I say this all the time, is how we represent our people, how we maintain our identity. Our identity, we're losing it. You know, I appreciate you singing Lakota song, you know, because we can't lose that identity, you know. We can't do that. But not one second should our mind flip over to the other side. But our people do that. Well, you drive down the road here and you see American flags on people's fence posts and stuff. That cracks me up. You know, that really cracks me up. Like you said, our kids are hungry, but those ones with that American flag aren't hungry because they're working for the BIA, or they got a good tribal job, or they got something happening, you know? Mm-hmm. Our culture, our identity should be the first priority. Our people need to know what a chanupa is. They need to know what a drum and song is. And they need to do this all the time. You know? That's what we need. We need to concentrate on that, you know? We need to concentrate also on how we represent our people. You know, are we representing our people by running around packing guns? And when we use the gun, who we killing? Another Indian or those white people up there? You know, who we killing? You know, when we're over there fighting, who we fighting? Looks like fighting each other. It's real easy for an Indian to start hating another Indian. You know, it's real easy because they forget who the enemy is. You know, they forget real easy. When they go to jail for killing another Indian, who's got them locked up? It ain't that Indian. It's the white man. When they face the judge, who they facing? Everything. Those prison guards. Go to them. Joints out the Midwest. Terry Holt got hillbilly cops running around there. You know, I remember them digging into my property, smashing my stuff up. I seen them grabbing somebody's picture. They said, "Hey, who's this picture?" Showing the guy whose picture. He said, "That's my mom." And they tear it up right in his face. That's how they are. And you wanna hate on another Indian? You know, people need to really think about who's got us in our position. You know? But I tell you what, it ain't that Indian, you know. But how we represent ourselves is important. We can put a lot of heat on our people by doing something stupid. You know, we're a small race of people. They always say, everybody's got a bad apple. You know, everybody's got a bad person in their bag. You know, but look at Awashichus can have a 1,000-pound bag of apples, and one of them could be bad, and they got plenty to go through before they get them all. But us, we're a little small bag of apples. You get one bad apple here, we spoil the rest real quick. You know, it's easy to destroy us, you know, because we don't have the numbers. So we got to think about that.
We've never had.
You know, how do we represent our people? Anyway, I wanted to say hello to Ursula. So how's it going down there in Colorado?
I'm in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Oh, Santa Fe. How's it going down there?
It's going all right. I was just listening to what everyone's saying, and it's hard. It's really hard to be an Indian here.
Yep.
About representing how we represent ourselves, and I think that's we should focus on that, because even with the MMIW movement, it's a lot of our own men killing our women. It's a lot of our own people hurting ourselves, and I think we should focus on ourselves more than worrying about the outsiders coming in. Because you, like the Black Bear kid that got killed by the cops in Denver, he had a gun and was doing a drug deal. And then everyone wanted to kind of uprise, but what was he doing, you know? That's not how we are. That's not what we were about as Indians, being out there doing bad things. Not thinking about our kids, not thinking about our kids' future, because he should have thought about his kids, how he was going to represent his kids, you know, or his kids looking at what he was doing. This brings
talking
up a lot
of... MMIW, it made me remember in the summertime, this MMIW went up there to hang out at Sturgis, the bike rally, you know, hang out with the white boys. And show off with the white boys. And one of these girls trying to be celebrity took a Lakota girl up there that had Parkinson's disease, cancer, high blood pressure, a heart pacemaker, conned her into going with them, went up there, and then they got into it with some other Indians in Sturgis. So they had to hurry up and leave, and they said, grab this, grab that, and they're packing up stuff. They were even cutting each other's bike seats and bike tires up in the motorcycle. And somehow she ended up with a phone that wasn't hers. So when it all got settled and that girl's missing her phone and they find that in this sick girl's stuff, they call the cops on her. Then they put smut on her. Then they just left her in Rapid City out in the streets. She was living in Riverside County in L.A. in California, you know. And you see, these are MMIW. They're representing missing endangered women, but they go leave a woman on the streets. So,
yeah, I know
you
that.
You know, they just blow the whole issue of MMIW down. Right there. It don't mean nothing.
I know
it's
that.
It's just
story
a name, MMIW.
Yeah. All right, so I'd like to say a few things about that, too. When I was working in the field that I was working in, distributing the overdose kits and the syringes in Minnesota a few years back, you remember that shit, but somehow or another, I got involved in helping these women escape that. Now, what's not covered or what people don't talk about is these missing and murdered indigenous women are prostitutes. Let's be real about it. The vast majority are prostitutes. They're selling their bodies. So what we have to cover is what it is that causes that to begin with. All right, lack of employment, lack of housing, hey, how the fuck are they going to feed their babies? All right.
Hey,
so we need to address. Excuse my language.
Hey, Charles.
Go sideways, man. You can go sideways if you want, but you know what? I'm dealing with real issues here. If you want to get stuck on stupid, go sideways.
I mean, we can deal with real issues, but all I'm saying is we need to control our behavior. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about controlling our behavior. You know, when we're out representing in front of people, and you know, I just don't think, you know, we gotta be careful. We got women on here, no telling who's listening. I mean, anyway, I don't need to go into that all the time, you know. But just because it's us doing this program here doesn't mean we need to come and slop it up. You know, I hope to see us respecting what we do as much as we can. You know, and yeah, it does have a good point there about how people are treated, how are people using drugs, prostitution, and all that. And the whole thing about it is, once again, and I hope people understand, you know, like this MMIW, when they're over there trying to show off and do this, but they go into do that, you know, these people don't know nothing about real culture. First of all, 200 years ago, our people only knew how to live by Chanupa and our spirituality. That's all we knew. You know, so we didn't have these issues we have now. And we have these issues now. It's just like those MMIW. They went to Sturgis. Why'd they go to Sturgis to do a bike ride? Why can't they do the bike ride on June 25th or something else? You
yeah.
know, any other day. But they went up there during the bike rally because, you know, they could show off there. And these girls showed pictures of themselves, took big group pictures of them, wearing tight-ass jeans, bandanas, yeah. trying to imitate the bikers.
Biker ladies.
You know, some of them look like the Tasmanian devil because of the way they're shaped and having tight pants on and stuff. It don't match. Don't they see that? We can't imitate the Washichu, you know? I mean, you know, there's no way we can do that. I feel bad. We need to learn our own identity. We've got to watch how we represent ourselves.
We have the identity. It's just never practiced. That's the thing with our women.
Exactly. You're right.
Our women got to get it together, you know, and believe it or not, a lot of these women, they're our main purpose of life. They gave it to us. So they have to respect themselves. But a lot of these women don't do that today. See, they want to, like you would say, they want to be Washichu, wear tight shit, show all their shit, you know, and that's, they want attention that bad. They don't need that. Indian women don't need that. There's a culture. If they only practice their culture, live by their culture, we'd be great people. But that doesn't, you know, and that's why I say, we're the only people that had a blood degree, the Indians. No other race has that. But yet, look at our women. You know, they don't think about those things. Us men do. And those women, they could be great. Stick with their culture. And you see a lot of these women, you know. Look at our moms, our grandmas. I mean, Larry and Tanshi there could vouch for this. Our mothers, they wore long dresses. You know, they were ashamed to show their body. They were modest. They had a lot of modesty. Yep. They respected. They not only respected men, but they respected themselves. And they respected their kids. And that's why I always tell people, you know, when we was growing up, mamas were something that was life-giving. So we respected that. We grew up with women that we breastfed on all these women. So we respected them. We didn't look at mamas as a sexual thing. The Washichus did that. They sexualized all this stuff. And now these young girls, they flaunt it. See, they want somebody to ooh and ah over them because they got tight-ass clothes and all this other stuff. That shouldn't be like that. And like the saying goes, as the women go, so do the men.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true. It's a true fact because we come from a woman.
You see,
women have
if
to learn
we
how
have,
to start respecting themselves.
If our women represent themselves good, then, you know, our people, it's like me. I'm not going to sit in front of my mom using the F word.
Yep.
And we have Layla on here, Ursula on here, you know. I got to pretend, you know, they're the same level capacity as my mom. They're women,
yep.
You know. So we have to keep that on our minds all the time because am I going to sit in front of my mother? I don't care what the conversation is. I'm not going to get all fired up and start, you know, getting vulgar.
Wombly, I appreciate.
You know, and I hate to sound like playing God on something, but it's happened before, and I pointed it out before, and it happens again. You know, I just don't want us to be represented that way. I don't want someone showing up here with a gun and using it improperly. You know, are using the weapon improperly or something like that. You know what I mean? We need to know how to act amongst each other. We can't. I get fired up here. My tails get ruffled up. Members' tails get ruffled up. We get fired up with stuff.
Really?
But we're not going to start coming out, you know, because we know who's listening to us out there. People tuned in to us out there. You know, I remember I was doing a concert one time. We were jamming out. They were watching us. And my bass player, well, this German band was up there. And the bass player always kept the beer on the floor and play and grab that beer and drink. Well, my bass player from Pine Ridge, he's trying to do the same thing, imitate that bass player, you know? And pretty soon he's sounding like crap.
Yeah.
Anyway, long story short, when this was all over with, a couple weeks later or months later, they had a newspaper, you know, in Berlin over there, and they're talking about our band, and one band said, yeah, that band, that Native American band, they was really good. I just felt bad for them because their bass player was an alcoholic, you know? Right away, we're all good, but they noticed that the bass player was an idiot.
Yeah.
You know, and... You know, there's a time and place for everything. I even kicked his beer off the stage because I knew we were going to catch a bad rap over that. You know, anyway, that's why we're different. Like Member says, we're different. No matter what we do, we're under the spotlight.
Yep.
So we got to control ourselves in everything we do. They say nobody's perfect, but we got to act like, try like how to be perfect.
Yeah,
because our people are under the microscope. You know, if we want to try and get fight for the rights of another Indian, say Leonard Peltier or somebody, how are we going to fight for his rights if we're acting just like what he's charged for, murdering people, stealing people, being vulgar, being perverts, being drug addicts? How are we going to fight for another Indian when we can't even clean our own act? How are we going to fight for our racial rights and injustice when we got people running around doing wicked stuff? You know, we can't do that.
Anybody, Native Americans. They put you under the microscope more than anybody. We are more under the microscope than any race of people on earth. All these people, when they never see Native Americans every day. So they take what one guy does and they stereotype the rest of us. See, that's what happens back home. They see a drunk Indian walking around, they say all these Indians are drunks. See, but that's the impression that these white people carry. And when somebody comes to visit from another area, see that Indian, this is how they all are. See, so that's the image that person takes with them. And then pretty soon it's all over the place, see? It's not just in that one area. All the Indians are alcoholics. They're nothing but, you know, alcoholics. They stereotype us. Even on television it happens, you know?
We're panhandlers too, Vimber.
Yeah. Well, it's how
we're panhandlers.
We're the dirtiest. We're the drunkest. We're everything that's bad.
I was walking across a parking lot in a truck stop, and the cops pulled up on me and said, jumped out and started bullying me, say, hey, we don't do that here. I said, do what? We see you. There's no panhandling here. I said, shit, I ain't panhandling. You know?
Yeah, that's what it is.
And, you know, I asked how, and some white guy that knew me went over there. It got nosy and told the cop, he's driving truck just like me. Where's your truck at? Let me see. I had to show him my ID, my license. I said, I don't need a panhandle. I showed him my credit card and all that, you know?
Yeah.
You see, we have to rip. And then if you don't comb your hair, if my hair is bushy, which it is lots of times,
which is the moon.
I'm just another alcoholic or a homeless Indian strutting around, you know.
Yeah, they do. They that's how they perceive you, and then all Indians are like that. See, and that's how it is.
Get
I don't know why they do that to us, you know. But
get down,
you know, Tashi,
with that big.
They stole our
with
land.
That,
they stole our land and
with
never
that big word. He said, "No," she said, "That's how they perceive you."
But anyway,
I wrote that down.
You know,
I'm gonna have to remember that word. You know,
let him tell me that.
We'd be learning some big words over here on this show. You know, and you're right. That's how they perceive me when my hair is bushy. You know.
Yeah, you know, I mean, and they stereotype us. See. And, like, I don't know what it is about Native Americans. You go to, like I say, a lot, you know, some people over here, oh, I never did see a Native American. Are you, you know, this stuff, you know, it gets old after a while. I thought all Indians lived in teepees. I thought they were all drunks. I thought, you know, where do they get all this information from? See, if they've never seen an Indian, why do they say all these things? Why do they expect all these things? Then when you tell them you don't drink and you don't drug and you do it, they say, well, why do they say you're the first Indian I met that was like that, you know?
Well.
I mean, you know, this is, it's, I get tired of it because all these Washitos, they come up with these lines, you know? Then all of a sudden, when the Indians, something good about the Indians, then they want to be Indians, see? All these Washitos all of a sudden become Cherokee, you know? And yet none of them support us. If every one of these guys that said, oh, I sympathize with the Indians, if every one of them did something to help the Indian, there'd be laws that help the Indian, not work against us. You know, and that's, it gets me, because there's a lot of Washichus that say, oh, you know, we did wrong to you, but yet these Washichus, they're all about their pocketbook. They don't give a damn about us. They want our land. They want our minerals. They don't want us, so that's the thing. They're like all these other tribes. They want to be Lakota, but they can't. That's why I say, be proud of who you are. You're Indian. You're native. You didn't float in on a boat. Think about that. You might have lost your culture and a lot of your history, but there's still people that have it. Respect that and go forward with it and use it.
Don't
try to be something you ain't. Washichus will never accept us. We were born Lakota and we're going to die Lakota. It's as plain and simple. We could never be Washichu no matter how hard we try. And we will never, ever be accepted as Washichu. That's something that after all these years, I just had a birthday. It's still the same from way back in the day. I can't be Washichu. They don't want to accept me. No matter how much Washichu I do, I'm still not a Washichu. In their eyes,
yep.
I'm an Indian, you know. And it's simple. We got to represent better than these guys they see on the street drunk. And a lot of these guys, that's what they do. Go down one street all the time, see a drunken. They never go to the reservation sweat lodge and ceremony. They don't ask those kinds of questions. See?
That's like, yet, gosh, yet, they, that's like what that's yeah. like when me and Charms. I'm cruising through Rapid City in a red Corvette. They're yeah. sterile, you know, right away. What's yeah. F them Indians doing in that Corvette? You know, the cops
yeah.
pulling
yeah.
us over and everything, you know. You
yeah.
see, like you said, no matter what, we could drive a red Corvette, we're still Indians. It don't matter what
yeah.
we do, we're looked at as being some Indians. There's no way out of it. I don't care how we
yep.
try it. If I dye my hair blonde and try to scoot around like that, put on some tiger skins and all that, you know? Humpty Dumpty
that,
with tiger skins on.
You got to try that this
okay.
summer, Josh.
Yeah. The tiger strips, them strips be way wide apart from each other, you know?
I mean, people, these Lakotas or these Indians, they got to think about that. And if we all stick together and do these things and get away from this so-called, this tribal blood quantum, you know, man, it really bothers me. Why do we have to do that? Why are we the only ones doing that? And a lot of you guys use that against each other. Oh, I'm this, I'm that. They don't look at it. A Washichu doesn't look at an Irishman or a Jew differently. They're Washichu, see? But yet, they categorize us. And we're the only race of people that have that blood degree. We ain't animals, but yet that's how they look at us. And all these other races look at us like that. Even a Hassapa looks at that, you know?
Yeah.
How many BLM people backs Lakota doings? Not one. See?
They don't back us up.
Heck no.
You know?
Look at that.
Can you imagine if all that BLM,
yeah.
Black Lives Matter people showed up in Standing Rock? You know? But we don't
yeah.
get,
yeah.
they don't come. They don't come to fight for the environment.
No,
they
don't.
Come only to fight for if one of theirs gets hurt. This gateway deal had nothing to do with the Indian getting hurt. It had to do with them being racist to us.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? And it's about time that we – I liked it when they wrote put that big land back banner up there on them big grain things in Rapid City that time. Our people are starting to do more things. And I wish we would have been doing it 20 years ago. I guess it's better late than never, but they're doing it. And they need to take advantage of it more.
Indians that want to be Wasichus, even back then. 20 years ago, there's a lot of Indians that wanted to be Wasichus, see? And that was the problem even back then. A lot of these guys came out that from 73 this way. A lot of them are finally starting to realize that Wasichu will never accept them, that they're Indian, and that's all they'll ever be. See? But yet, that problem is starting to work itself out now. But I wish more of them would stick together and be who they are, not pretend to be Wasichu, because they're never going to accept you. Look at Ogallala Sioux Tribe, put a Wasichu in charge of that land that belongs to the Lakotas. What is she doing? She's selling locks. You know, come on, man. You know, why did Ogallala Sioux Tribe put that woman in charge? They didn't even know that land existed until the Indians, these Wenos, did it.
We're going to have to cut it right now. Ursula, you got any last comments?
No, enjoyed the show, though.
And thank you very much for coming. And Philip.
I just wanted to say, I'd love to take time. And I hope everybody has a great weekend, rest of the weekend. And,
I could barely hear you.
Yeah, me too.
Oh. I got it on Bluetooth.
Sitting here. Yeah, I'm sitting here polishing some pipestone while I'm listening to the show.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad that you're here again. And I'm sorry about Charles. You know, I wish he, you know, don't get fired up like that.
Yeah.
He's got something important to say, you know, it's good, but all I say is, you know, respect the other people around here, you know? I mean, sure, we could get all fired up and start getting vulgar and everything, but, you know, I like to remember our mothers. Hey, Layla, any last comment real quick?
Yes, yes. Bibber, have a wonderful birthday. Have a brilliant new year and just enjoy it. I send my love to everyone.
All right. Well, I'll stay. And Bibber, don't try and scrub them circles off because they ain't coming out.
Don't try to shrink them. They're there for life.
Yeah. If you want, just duct tape over them, you know, close it up. But go ahead, Bibber.
It was a pretty interesting show this time around. I mean, you know, it's always good to bring Indian forward. But anyway, Tanshi, Larry.
Oh.
Say something. What do you think about?
I was sitting here listening to you guys, and it's very, very interesting and informative as well. Another big word.
Yeah, my brother was all this years old before he realized we have circles that tell how old we are.
And he realized it.
He said, damn. You know. All right, Toshi, go ahead.
All right, I'll say a prayer and we'll go on. Kunkashla Iwachini Punkunshukilon Istawons Nojunki Honat Kunkashla Agri Piela Wochekun Kavakilanat Kunkash. Still in Chasson you own Shikapalot Kunkashla. Chunkelech Titan Kunkashla, Wopila Kunkachichona, Unshu lapie alhoi chichapalo. Ho, mitakiasin.
Mitakiasin.
Oh. All right. What's that? We're going to have to head out. Good night, everybody.
Train going in from Fargo, carrying my mother back to me. She died last week outside of Fargo, victim of her country's apathy. No, no more fighting for me, mother. No more suffering to be done. No, no more pain and no more sorrow. Don't you know that you have won? Yeah, 35 more miles and you'll be free. 35 more miles to go home. And through the never-ending rain, I'll bring you home again. Oh, mama, 35 more miles and you'll be free. 35 more miles and you'll be free. Yeah, hey, 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 hey. Ooh, 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 ooh. Oh, oh, oh. The never-ending rain, I'll bring you home again. Oh, mama, 35 more miles and you'll be free. 35 more miles and you'll be free. Though they never let me know you, still, you mean so much to me. Now, I wish that I could show you all the love you're never gonna see. No, no more fighting for me, mother. No more suffering to be done. Never-ending rain, I'll bring you home again. Oh, mama, 35 more miles and you'll be free. 35 more miles and you'll be free. 35 more miles and you'll be free.
Tell you something there right quick.